This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, man, it is the Dukes and Bell today on a Friday in paradise, and the Kirk Cousins watch gets down to, like, what, I guess the next 48 to 72 hours, and we'll continue that conversation as thanks to our boss, Mike Conti, who was nice enough to let us work from home today. Carl was feeling funky yesterday, and I was like, I did not want those cooties. Or did Carl get hooked up from his home?
I'm here.
He's here. All right, man. Well, I'll let you take it over, brother man.
No, it's all good. You've got the lead today, my man. I am struggling with this sinus situation. It's got me sounding like, you know, like this. I mean, this is how I really sound. So I've tried to clean up my nose and do all the sinus stuff, but that's what I'm struggling with today. And look, it's that time of year, guys. So take your allergy pills.
Did I do that? Exactly. What's that commercial, Orin? Is it Navage? Where they... It's a disgusting product where you shoot all the snot out of your nose and you get to see what it looks like. Ugh. I'll get you one of those for your birthday next year. It is a Dukes and Bell, man, working from home today. Thanks to Mike taking pity on us. And I got to be honest, Carl, I probably needed to work from home today because I talk about my aching back. Overdid it. We had some yard work. You know, the trees came down the other day. So I got into, like, basically cleaning up the front yard and taking all the stuff out of the pine straw. And my back is whack. So I'm on ice packs and Advil. So we're the walking wounded. We're day to day on Dukes and Bell today. But we'll talk to our man Bryant McFadden later this hour. Get his take on free agent frenzy and see where things, or he thinks where things fell. And now I guess the next big piece, Carl, would be Aaron Rodgers. And according to the Steelers, the story today in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, they, like everyone else, waiting to see, you know, what he wants to do.
Yeah, I don't know what better situation Aaron Rodgers could put himself in to potentially win a Super Bowl. If you just want to go play somewhere and make some more money, you know, that's an easy decision. If you're trying to win a Super Bowl, which is why Aaron went to the Jets, and, you know, I don't know if we talked about this story, Mike, a couple of years ago, but as Aaron's career wound down in Green Bay, part of his thought process was that if I, you know, because the whole Brady thing weighed on him, right? Brady's winning chips. Right. He's playing at the same time Brady is. He's winning all these MVPs, yet they can't get over the hump. They can't get the Super Bowls in Green Bay. And part of the thought process for him was, if I can go and take the Jets to the Super Bowl and win, a team that hasn't been there since the 60s, what does that do for my profile and my legacy? And it's one of the reasons why he thought going to the Jets and taking them there potentially was so attractive. So, you know, what I'm telling you is Aaron is thinking about his legacy, and I don't think that, you know, if that's what's on your mind and you want to be remembered as a guy who won multiples, you've only got one, despite how great you've been statistically, then you need to go to Pittsburgh because they're right. Probably going to do everything. As you see this offseason, they're making moves, they're trying to improve, and this is the one piece they're missing. The problem is, are they going to allow him to be him? Or does he have to fall in line? And that's something that I can't wait to hear Brian McFadden talk about coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's the thing with Aaron Rodgers. As I said, trying to watch some of that documentary on Netflix. Just look, we all get it. An ego as big as the great outdoors. I thought it was pretty funny. Somebody said yesterday, they go, "Man, Aaron, he's got more money than God. He's afraid of earbuds." I said, "No, the 5G will give him cancer, and of course, the government will get the mind control, Carl, if he goes with earbuds as opposed to hardwired headphones." As he was sitting on the beach, Aaron.
Yes.
But we'll see where that one goes. The other big story, and again, we're going to talk to Brian McFadden because I'd be curious. Steelers kind of like Patriots players, Carl. They never really ever stop. It's like being a Marine. You're never a former Marine. You're always a Steeler for life. Be curious to see what BMAC thinks about Aaron Rodgers, landing in the Steel City. How freaky, though, was it today to hear about another potential injury with the Braves, and this time Austin Riley gets plunked on the hand?
Yeah, it's the last thing you want to hear, especially as close as we are now, counting down to the start of the season. We're not in late February anymore where guys are just getting to camp and to spring training. We're counting down to the start of the season. We don't need any injuries. And I know these things happen at spring, and I know it was precautionary. But, again, you don't know how serious this could be or how it might affect him. He's been working so hard to get back to having great at-bats. His hitting coach passed away. We've talked about it. It's a tragic story.
Working with his son, right?
Yeah, and I just feel like for Austin, he's made the right strides in trying to get right. And I don't know how much this sets him back. Hopefully it doesn't, but I didn't want to hear it today.
Yeah, man, according to Mark Bowman from MLB.com, who's down there in Northport, Braves say that Riley's x-ray was negative. Now he's going to get a CT scan on his right hand. The fracture was last seen with the CT scan that followed a clean x-ray. So Mark Bowman not giving us the best of news. So in other words, he was a clean x-ray, and then the CT scan showed that hairline fracture. So Riley was unavailable to speak with the media. Braves said he's already left the complex. So it's just, there are teams, usually it's a season where you get snake bit. It's rare that you see a franchise that just gets, this would be 2 years in a row. We've already had Profar get his plunk. And now, to the idea that Austin Riley, who was such a guy that literally stirs the drink, and how big it was to miss him last year, Carl. So again, guys, if you're a Braves fan, I don't know, man, rub a hunchback's hump, get some rabbit's feet out, do what you got to do, say, get your rosary beads, because this one, it would certainly be the ultimate pall over the start of the season.
Yeah, and we got to start hot, Mike. Look, there is more pressure on the Mets, obviously, in our division, and I think this year more pressure on the Phillies, just based on how they're built and what the expectations are with the money they've spent. But the only way you start hot is to have your guys ready at the start of the season. And Snit's already trying to figure out a few things with the pitching staff and certainly the bullpen and the setup guys. This is something that, you go, all right, that's going to be there. I'm already penciling in Austin Riley, and I know where he's hitting every day. And hopefully this, again, doesn't keep him out of the lineup. I'm hoping for the best, but I saw that and damn near lost my mind a few minutes ago.
Yeah, so like most Braves fans, you're like, you've got to be kidding me. Also today on Dukes of Bell, we mentioned BMAX coming up, our weekly visit with Steve Coonan, the Red Hot Hawks, Carl, 4-game win streak, and now Carl's favorite player in the whole NBA coming to town, the Beard. The Claw and the Beard, and the Clippers are still sort of just not even a force in the West.
No, and that's the problem. The Claw has been hurt, and the Beard is whack. The Clippers are going 14-20 at home. They've got that beautiful new arena. Everybody that's been there has been like, you got to go at least one time. It's incredible. Steve Ballmer's built an incredible arena. But, they're not doing anything in the West. So, look, this is a very winnable game with the way the Hawks have been playing as of late. They're scoring almost 120 points per game. Or should I say the Clippers are. That's what, 8.5 more points? Or the Hawks right. are, excuse me, scoring 8.5 more points than the Clippers right now. So this is a very winnable game. They could extend this streak, Mike, and I expect them to go to 5. And when you look at the rest of the schedule here the next couple of weeks, you get the 76ers again. You get some other winnable games that you should take advantage of. I'm not going to tell you they'll catch the sixth spot, but they may get close.
And if you want to see the Claw tonight, you won't. Kawhi is out tonight. Meanwhile, sounds like
he's
may
not.
Shut down.
Is he? He's hurt.
Orange just said in my ear. It's got to be
true.
It's like, this guy is Mr. Glass. It's amazing that he was able to stay healthy for a season for Toronto to win that championship.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, and you've, Mike, we told this story a couple of years ago where Mike wanted to go see, ironically, Anthony Davis.
Yes.
And paid a bunch of money to sit basically courtside. And we were getting ready to leave the show, and literally Mike was like, yeah, I can't wait to see you. And we get word that he wasn't playing that night, and Mike lost his mind. And the point is, these guys that are continuously hurt, you just don't know what you're getting when they come on the road, especially now with all this load management. Mike, I even think that was before the load management thing became a big deal.
Yeah, because I had sat next to him on a flight out to Vegas, and, you know, it was kind of cool. And it's not like he left me tickets. I was interested in seeing it. That would have been nice.
Yeah, for
but,
real.
Yeah, Carl tells that's no joke. And that was, like, in between my anger management session, so I was hot. Meanwhile, if you want to see Paul George, I don't know if we're going to see him when we play the Sixers, but latest update from Philadelphia is they may shut him down now. So arguably one of the biggest money stealers in the NBA this season based on what he's been doing.
Yeah, 4 years, Mike. It was a 4-year deal. It's $200+ million. Remember, the NBA contracts are just like the MLB. He's going to get that money, whether he's playing, hurt, or otherwise. And so a huge financial mistake, I think, the Philadelphia 76ers made, which is why I've been saying Daryl Morey's done. The whole Embiid thing is one thing. You signed a guy that couldn't play anymore. It certainly hasn't helped your team. And there's no direction. They don't know where they're going. If I asked you right now, where are the Sixers going? Yeah. No one can tell you.
No, I mean, it's a race car, and the needle is facing the wrong direction. I mean, it's forget it. They're going to nowhere land. The Sixers, Paul George consulting with doctors this week. It's a groin, as Carl would say, and knee injuries. Multiple possible procedures, according to ESPN. So, yeah, an unmitigated disaster for him. And that was a guy that we had kicked around about if we ever got into one of those, you know, luxury aprons, would that be a guy that would help the Hawks? Well, he wouldn't have helped us this year.
No, and I'm glad they didn't make that move. You know, the funny thing is, we trade for Dyson Daniels, we lost.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Their minds and said, can he play? He's really good. They trade for Niang, LeVert, and Mann, and all of a sudden, these guys can play. The guys that you wouldn't have expected to get the kind of performance from, we're getting, and the team looks really fun and entertaining again, and the guys that you wanted, the Paul Georges of the world. Mike, this is sometimes why we get so caught up in these brand names. That it's the fit. It's not the name or the guy you think that's going to make the team, you know, so much better.
Right. So we got a big show for you today. We mentioned, of course, BMAC, our weekly visit. We talked about Kunin. Our first visit of the year, Carl, with CJ Nitkowski from FanDuel Sports, one of our buds, talking about the Braves. And we'll get how freaked out he is in between playing golf down in Florida to hear about Austin Riley. Also, one of our favorite dudes, Deshaun Tate. He's been with us for years at 92.9 The Game. And again, the ultimate insider for college basketball. We'll get his take on the NCAA and conference tournament. Right now, Auburn about up seven at the half against Ole Miss. I would imagine Bruce Pearl and company will advance, Carl. But the big story is just what's up with Cooper Flagg and Duke, and also, you know, losing some other pieces. And a lot of folks now questioning, you know, what will Duke be? How will they be seeded? And can they still pull off the ACC tournament?
Yeah, it's a big question. And Selection Sunday is obviously this Sunday. The play-in games will start early next week, and then, you know, the tournament is next Thursday. Mike, it is the one of, if not the biggest questions, because people think Duke has enough to win a national championship. Only with Cooper Flagg, though. If he's not available, right, they're not winning it.
Exactly. And then, of course, we will, you know, again, not hit you over the head with it, because I think you have been, but everybody's, you know, got a take on Kirk Cousins. And we'll see where this thing goes. Basically, Carl, we'll know. You basically are of the opinion that he will be on this roster. And when we come to work Monday, there'll be no movement.
Yeah, there won't be. He'll be here, and then they're just going to ride it out. And I say that doesn't mean, again, that doesn't mean he doesn't get cut as a post one designation on June 1st, where that allows the Falcons to pay out this cap hit over the next two seasons versus one, which right, reduces the amount and helps you still be able to do some things. But, yeah, he's going to be here next week, guys.
I mean, look, you can play it out. I mean, if you just feel you're always going to eat it, as you said the other day, what's another 10 mil? Maybe, just maybe, we get lucky. In the summertime with Kirk Cousins, I doubt it. But it seems like the only plausible strategy. We'll get Brian McFadden's latest take on where that's going. See what he thinks about what's up with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. It's Dukes and Bell on a Friday. But what a freaking beautiful day, other than the pollen. Stay with us, guys. com. Hey, man, our usual weekly visit with Brian McFadden. Carl, we know how Ryan Clark feels about Aaron Rodgers. He's compared him to Scar from The Lion King. Let's see what BMAC thinks about Aaron Rodgers coming to Steel City, baby. What do you think about that?
You know what? I actually, when you look at the options, I'm okay with it, because right now the options are very, very slim. And the thing about Russell Wilson, I think with this situation with Aaron Rodgers potentially being the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, is the unknown is more appealing and more attractive than the known with Russell Wilson. And the last thing we remember with Russell Wilson, he was 0-5 in his last five appearances, including the playoffs. As an individual, he didn't look good. It felt like he kind of fizzled out based on how he started the season. And if you look at Aaron Rodgers, granted, they didn't win a lot of ball games in New York with the Jets, but he didn't play bad. He did not play bad. He played serviceable football. So knowing that he's highly motivated to kind of go out on a better note than what happened a year ago, I think the matchup with Aaron Rodgers of Pittsburgh wouldn't be a bad ideal.
So would he fall into line, though? I say that because Green Bay, he did what he wanted. Obviously, it was a different situation because he won a Super Bowl and, you know, had all the say. He goes to the Jets. Let's be honest, didn't win anything and still had all the say. Would he fall into line with what Mike Tomlin wants to do? That's my question, B.
Yeah, no question. The thing about this situation, when he went to New York, it's safe to say he had more, you know, value in the NFL than Robert Saleh, right? Robert was still trying to figure things out, wasn't a winner at the coaching position, and he was trying to cement himself in the National Football League in terms of credibility. That's the opposite with Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin has won a championship. Well, granted, he lost playing against Aaron Rodgers, coaching against Aaron Rodgers. But the credibility is there with Mike Tomlin. And there's a mutual respect between Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. They've always had this football love amongst each other in terms of, you know, showing respect to each other. So I think that would make it easier for Aaron Rodgers to kind of fall in line, knowing that he's walking into a situation where he ain't the biggest personality in the building. Remember, a year ago, who was the biggest personality in the building? Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
for the Jets. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now you went to an organization that has been trying to find a way to win championships. Pittsburgh, we got six. We got six championships. Pittsburgh, they have a personality that's bigger than Aaron Rodgers and currently more relevant than Aaron Rodgers. And I think that would make things a little easier in terms of the transition.
But, you know, we have talked about it before, Brian. We'll move on around the rest of the NFL. But, you know, Steelers, obviously a heritage team. But they haven't been winning like they should. I mean, I know they go to the playoffs. But I do feel there's some degree, I mean, maybe not admitted from the organization, of pressure on Mike Tomlin to really do something this year.
It's pressure every year. You know, our fans are overly spoiled because of the history, the great tradition. And when you don't reach that level, people will feel some type of way. You know what I mean? When you think about the fans of Pittsburgh, if you were born in the 60s and your parents were Steelers fans, you became Steelers fans. And the same could be said for the adults that had children in the 80s and the 90s. That's why our fan base is one of the more loyal fan bases in professional sports, because going back to the 70s, you've seen championships, you know, throughout your lifetime. So now when you look at how things used to be and compare to the drop-off, because regular season success is one thing, but you want to have postseason success, and they haven't been able to do that. So every year there's pressure, and that's why every year you hear outsiders talking about maybe moving on from Mike Tomlin, because they want more. They want to find a way to be relevant in postseason play, and they haven't. Hopefully, if they get the right quarterback in the building, they can have the postseason success that most fans desire.
I want to ask you about Josh Allen. I think we all agreed that, you know, Lamar probably should have won the MVP, but he didn't. And then the Bills pay him $300 million. Now, I'm just saying, B, it's 6 years, 330, averages 55 per. Josh has done everything except win a Super Bowl, and the Bills continue to put pieces around him to help him. Speaking of pressure, how much pressure is on him to finally get it done heading into next season?
Man, there was pressure this year because, to your point, Josh Allen had a career year, but he did not compete for a championship. He won an MVP, something that he never did before, and he just, to your point, got a record-breaking deal. Now what's next? You got to find a way to get to a championship appearance. Now, last year, going into 2024, I'll say this. It was almost like there was pressure, but then there was some pressure that was kind of taken away. You know why? You lost your top two wide receivers. Stephon Diggs, who was still playing high-level football, Gabe Davis. So now in comes a new carousel of pass catchers, not knowing what to expect. But Josh Allen made it look good. They were relevant. They won ball games, but couldn't get over the hurdle. Now you have the award, you have the contract, and there, to your point, Brandon Bean has added pieces to the puzzle. You got to find a way to get over the hurdle. And I can tell you this much as well, too. If you look at some of the moves they've made, they didn't really do anything, in my opinion, that really opened your eyes on the defensive side. I felt like the issue for Buffalo defensively, they're too small in the interior, and they don't have that bully, right? When you're chasing Lamar Jackson, when you're chasing Pat Mahomes, those are the guys you got to get through. You got to go find guys that look like what they hunt. Go find you someone who looks like what they hunt in terms of hunting Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes. So I still have my reservations about what they can do this season, but I can tell you this much, guys. Anytime you got Josh Allen, you know you got more than a fighting chance.
Right on. B-Mac with us, guys, two-time Super Bowl winner. Bryant McFadden here on Dukes and Bell. And they got Joey Bosa. And I know Carl and I, a lot of our fans here, a lot of Falcon fans here in Atlanta wanted him. And I didn't know what the market would be. Only a one-year deal. If he can stay healthy, that's a nice piece. You know, you're tracking down Patrick Mahomes. And the Chiefs, they shored up their tackle position. Left tackle was kind of a turnstile last year. They got Jalen Moore. Chiefs made some other moves. But to me, it's what have you done, whether you're Lamar Jackson or Josh and company, to beat the Chiefs?
Yeah, and now that's the thing. Joey Bosa, can he stay healthy? Can he stay healthy? Mm. It felt like the last time we saw a healthy season from Joey Bosa, we was walking around with masks on because COVID was here. And that was about 5 years ago. So do you trust that all of a sudden he can stay healthy for an entire season for him to live up to the talent and the potential? I don't know. I haven't seen that. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. When you look at, if you're Buffalo, if you're Baltimore, if you're Cincinnati, if you're the Chargers, if you're any playoff caliber team in the AFC, any move you make, it has to be to beat Kansas City, because that's the rabbit you're chasing in this race right now. And yes, Buffalo made a few moves, but I still feel like you got to do more because the window is open. How many more years does Josh Allen has of playing high level MVP football? So take advantage of it. And until we see otherwise, every year we do the same thing. We talk about predictions. We talk about what we expect to see. Every year in the AFC, who we're picking? Kansas City. And to your point, Kansas City has lost a lot, But guess who I'm going to pick again? Kansas City.
Right.
No doubt. B-Mac, let me ask you about New England. Now, we don't know about the quarterback, but they went out and they had the most money, and they spent accordingly. And Mike Vrabel said, we're going to get the defense right. So they go get Milton Williams, right? I think he's the third highest paid interior defensive lineman now at about 26 or 27 a year. They signed Carlton Davis at corner. They already have Christian Gonzalez, who's a second-team All-Pro guy. He's building this the way Belichick built it, isn't he?
No question. You got to realize, right, they were dead last in the NFL in sacks. They only had 28 sacks. Guys, it's 17 weeks in the regular season, and they only had 28 sacks, right? And then in terms of the pressure rate, they were at the bottom of the barrel in putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. So, yes, they had to show up. The pass rush, Milton Williams, and don't forget about Harold Landry, who Mike Vrabel coached in Tennessee, along with Robert Spillane, who was a three-down linebacker who they signed, who was with the Raiders. So I love everything they've done in terms of shoring up the defense, getting guys who can win one-on-one matchups in the trenches, getting guys who can cover in the back end, because that duo of cornerbacks, you talked about Christian Gonzalez and Carlton Davis, they can be one of the best duos in the National Football League, and they still have money to play with. Now, if I'm Vrabel, I address all of my attention to the offensive side, right? You still got a lot of money to play with. They brought in Mac Hollins. We know Mac is a guy who doesn't like wearing shoes.
Yep.
But in terms of being a difference maker, that's not who he is. You know what I mean? He's a reliable number three option, number four option. Go get you a guy who can help develop your young quarterback. You remember how Josh Allen progressed when they brought in Stephon Diggs, how it really helped him in the maturation process? That's what you need to do if you're New England. Go get you a guy that can help Drake May be the best Drake May that he can be. Go get you a proven number one. So package up something, but you got to find a way to go get a proven number one. And I'm not saying do it through the draft. Go get someone who's already cemented themselves in the National Football League.
What do you make of cowboy-on-cowboy violence, where you got Demarcus Lawrence, and he's chirping back at Micah Parsons? Micah Parsons loves to chirp, basically, as he leaves to go to Seattle. Neither one of these guys has won anything. What are they talking about?
Well, they're just showing us what most of us already thought about the Cowboys as a team. They're not together. They didn't really like each other. They tolerated each other because they wore the same uniform, but they didn't really like each other. And the reason why I say that, listeners, call Mike, is because, hypothetically speaking, if Mike left and went to another station, I highly doubt Mike would say on air, well, you know what? Man, I'm happy to leave, man, because Carl wasn't doing what he was supposed to do anyway. Too many guys are being selfish. I highly doubt that would happen. You know why? Because y'all rock with each other. Y'all have a love for each other, a mutual respect.
Yeah,
y'all rock with each other. That tells me they never was really close. They wasn't rocking with each other. That's why they never won, because there was a disconnect in terms of the relationship. They were tolerating each other, and that's the entire Cowboys organization. Think about this. Over a year ago, remember we saw CeeDee Lamb, family members, talking about the quarterback, Dak Prescott, on Who Watch? If I had a family member wanting to say something about one of my teammates, but you bet not. You bet not. I bet you won't do it. Because, I rock with them. I don't want to have anything that can create any friction or turmoil. But as soon as D-Law walked away, he didn't have to think about this, guys. He didn't have to give that reporter any of that information. That was voluntary because he wanted to. Because he said, I'm not with y'all anymore, so now I can really tell y'all how I feel about y'all. So they have no leadership, they're not together, and until we see otherwise, they will continue to be one of the best soap operas in the National Football League.
Yeah, B, real quick, when he said, and we're talking about Demarcus Lawrence, when he said in response to Parsons, maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I would not have left. B, that's something you tell him in his face. That's something you tell a teammate in the locker room, say, dog. Like, I get you got all this other stuff going on, but I need you to focus. Instead, he used it at a time where, like you said, he's gone. And now you're like, yeah, if you spent less time tweeting, I just thought that was weak sauce, man. I really did.
That no question that was weak. And that also tells all of us, bro, he's been feeling this way for quite some time.
Right.
He's been feeling this way for quite some time. But now I'm not a cowboy. I can really – come on, bro. If you had an issue with him tweeting and doing his podcast years ago, pull him to the side. Because at the end of the day, who's the elder of the two? D-Law.
Yep.
He was with the organization for quite some time. So he has the strikes to be able to say, young fella, let me pull you to the side real quick. I ain't telling you what to do, but think about X, Y, and Z. Think about how that can keep us together. But now you kept quiet under your breath, and now you want to go ahead and put it out there mainstream for all of us to talk about. And I understand we always jump on Jerry Jones a lot about what ain't going right with the Cowboys. But this is a locker room situation. This is a locker room. They have no leadership. Right. The wide receiver, when he ain't catching passes, he got an issue with the quarterback. When Micah ain't doing one thing, somebody on the defensive side got an issue with Micah. They're not together. They have to find a way to gel, to actually like each other. And don't have a relationship where you're tolerating somebody. No, create a relationship where I actually really rock with somebody. Because therefore, that's when you establish trust in between the lines for four quarters. And I can tell you this much, guys, they can do whatever they want to do. They ain't going to win again because they don't like each other.
Culture problem, man, and a first-year head coach. Enjoy. Hey, B, have a great weekend, man. Maybe we'll know what's going on with Kirk Cousins by this time next week, man. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me.
That's our man, Brian McFadden, right here on Dukes and Bell. Check out his podcast, All Things Covered, man. It's money. We'll come back, guys, give you our daily download, tell you what's going on with the Braves and the Hawks trying to make it 5 in a row next. It is Dukes and Bell on a Friday. Carl's at home. I'm at home. Ike is freaking out, Carl. There's like squirrels running amok on the trees. I was trying to like basically keep him from screaming while Brian was talking last segment. He's like, you know, it's not a bark. He makes like a bizarro noise when he sees squirrels. So that's what we got going on today. What's going on at the ranch, Oren?
I mean, it's me and Chris here. Kathy's in his office, so kind of business as usual. It's kind of boring up here without you two, though. I'm not going to lie.
Quiet.
Well,
I mean,
Carl was like, I didn't want to get sick because Carl, I mean, not that I'm saying he's rude or anything, but when he gets sick and he gives big coughs, so Carl be like, ah!
Carl's a cootie spreader.
And I'll be like, ah, you know, and so Carl was like, you know what, I'm going to work from home today. And then I said to Conti, hey, Mike, anyway, you know, can I please work from home?
How is one a big cougher?
Well, I mean, he's a big boy. Carl lets it rip. I mean, he coughs. He steps into it.
I felt bad yesterday. I came home, I told Michelle, I said, I couldn't, and here's the deal. When you have the sinus thing going on and you can't control the cough, right? Like,
right.
It's not like, you know, I'm coughing when I want. It just happens. So literally you'll be speaking and then, ugh! But I told Michelle, I said, I felt bad because it got to the point where I felt like I was infringing on Mike coughing on him, even though we're not, you know, we're not in each other's face. Right. So I said, I gotta give him some respect today. And at least, even though I don't think I'm contagious, again, I think this is just sinus for me, but I wouldn't want that. So there have been times where Mike has come in and literally, I'm okay. I'm fine. And I'm like, you sure you're not contagious? No, I'm good. And so we go back and forth because our studio, unlike a lot of folks who may not have to work next to or in front of people, we have this shared space, you know, and then God forbid if Stakey's sick, right?
Oh, God.
And done clean the microphone. Seriously.
Right.
Somebody else gets sick. If Andy. So that's like the issue with somebody being sick on our staff. And I just didn't want to do that to the rest of the staff. So I was like, I'll work from home today.
That's right. And then we got a great boss. And again, Conti's the best, man. He's best boss I've had in radio. So thanks, Mike, for letting us do this on a Friday, which just makes for a fun show. And with that, it's time for Carl, can you hit it with your voice? I say, let's hit the headlines. Yeah, man. And the download brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live. Live well. Hawks going for 5 in a row. I just looked it up. The Hawks are a 5-point dog to the Clippers tonight. And we just found out, Oren mentioned, that Kawhi Leonard is out. Shocking. So would you take that action, getting 5 from the Clippers?
Well, the Clippers, they make a lot of threes. It's the one thing they do. So I think they make 13 threes a game or something of that. But the Hawks have just been playing so balanced, Mike. I just feel like if they can continue to do this, They'll be in the game. What's the number you just said? What was it?
It's five. It's open to three. It's now Clippers minus five.
Yeah, I think this is like a three-point game. I think this is like a one-possession game at the end. I do. I don't think the Hawks get blown out unless something, you know, catastrophically goes wrong, foul trouble or something crazy. Trey gets thrown out. But, yeah, I think this is probably a one-possession game. Hawks give up, you know, a lot of points, but they score a lot of points. And so this should be interesting tonight. This will be the tougher test of this homestand as it finishes up. They've taken advantage of the bad teams that they've needed to. The Pacers aren't a bad team. They just beat them back-to-back, basically, you know, 2 days apart. But I think they're playing some good ball. We're going to see if they can continue tonight.
The Clippers have the big guy, right? They got Zubac. Is that the dude? Yeah.
Yep.
He is. He's like a big Frankenstein-looking dude. So we usually struggle with guys like that. And he is averaging 16. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, Big O, Double O has been playing really well since being inserted into the starting lineup. I'll just say, if the bench does what they've done, the way they played against Philly and specifically in the last game against the Hornets, they'll win tonight. Because you're talking about 50-plus points from the bench. And if you get that bench scoring tonight, they'll win.
Right. And by the way, over-under on this one is 233.5. So they're getting you around, they're figuring like a 120 to 114.
That's about right.
That puts you over. And that might be where it's at unless the Hawks can step up and keep the big fella out of the paint. Story number two, Braves.
Story number two.
Yeah, man, that was some scary stuff. Austin Riley, he gets plunked on the hand. The x-rays are negative. But as unfortunately Mark Bowman from MLB Network, Carl, pointed out, MLB.com, that, you know, that happened last time. You know, when he got plunked on the hand, it was negative. And then they got the CAT scan, the CT scan, and that showed there was a break. So let's hope that that will not be the case this time. Riley was unavailable to speak to the media. Braves, about 45 minutes ago, he left the complex to go get the CT scan. So, man, that's scary because of everything that's happened last year to this team with injuries.
And look, Money Harris is playing well. Like, he's hitting the ball. You know, I never dive too hard into spring training because in all the years I covered baseball, Mike, you know, you get down there and somebody get hot and you get excited. The season starts and then they don't do jack. So it's really about when the regular season rolls around, and all the guys always tell you it's just about getting a rhythm, timing for pitchers, getting my arm as strong as I possibly can. And even now, they're not going to throw nine innings to start the season. So, you know, it's one of these things. You just want to be healthy starting the year and have no setbacks. So fingers crossed, Braves fans, for Austin Riley, and hopefully this is nothing. Right. But these things happen. And by the way, I know people already hit me up, Mike, was it intentional? Not in spring training.
No. It's a guy, either guy working on his stuff or a pitcher's not that good. The Braves, by the way, speaking of trying to make it happen and get the stuff cooking, we've talked a lot this week about Ian Anderson. Here's some audio from behind the Braves about Ian trying to make the team this year.
You know, obviously 2020, 2021 were some successful seasons, and you know, to not be able to pitch in playoffs and be around the guys and around the team was definitely tough. And I think that's the thing I'm most excited about getting back for. There's definitely some spots available in the, you know, on the pitching staff. So everyone knows kind of what the standard is and kind of where you need to reach to have a good chance. So my goal this spring would be to make the 26-man roster coming out of here.
He doesn't walk around with a keyboardist again. That was from behind the Braves. So that was
a
feature that you hear.
I was wondering what's going on.
Yeah, very dramatic. Yeah, he hired Jan Hammer to sit down, Carl, to play some dramatic music as he talked about his aspirations for the Braves. Let's see what kind of soundtrack Grant Holmes brought along. Eastbound and Down said it was rough once, but now he's living his dream.
You know, I grew up watching the Joneses, you know, Freddie Freeman, Jason Hayward, all those guys. Yeah, it was actually my first big league game I ever went to was at Turner Field. You know, I've said many a times it's like a dream come true playing for the Braves. I like the big moments, you know. The bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, you know, those kind of situations. 2018 through 2022, those were some pretty tough years. I wasn't going to give up. You know, it was going to have to be somebody else taking the jersey off my back. The A's took it away, and then the Braves gave it back. So I think it worked out pretty well.
That's right. Matter of fact, I think Squidbilly should adapt that music for the morning shift, Carl.
It's pretty dramatic.
You know, when Bo's talking about his weekends, like, yeah, man, you know, you cue that dramatic music. It's tough on Sunday. I was on the back nine, and a golf cart conked out on me. We battled adversity. We got it running downhill, and we got a jump start. Story number three, March Madness.
Story number three.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's a dogfight between, or a tiger fight between Auburn and Ole Miss. It's 49-46 with just about 4.5 left, Carl, up in Nashville.
Ole Miss is good, man. I, you know, we've been talking about all the teams in the SEC, and listen, Auburn and Alabama and Kentucky and all the love is going to the top-tier teams. Ole Miss is going to make some noise in the tournament. And this is not a fluke. They've seen each other a couple different times now. You know how they play. And, you know, you're jockeying for, obviously, seeding. And right. Auburn's going to be a number one seed. It didn't really matter what happens in this tournament. But Ole Miss is trying to get a better seed. They're good, man. I'm curious to see what happens in this one because you said it. It's coming down to the to about three-minute mark here.
Well, Texas beating A&M. Joe Lenardi's got them as a 12 seed, apparently. You got no, again, the NCAA could throw them in that 11 versus 11 to set the bracket in Dayton. But right now you got Auburn, obviously, is a 1. Florida's a 1. Bama's a projected 2. Georgia is still hanging in there. Looks to be a 9 seed. They would play Memphis, according to Joe Lenardi, in the Indianapolis bracket. The bad news is if they beat Memphis, they'd get Houston.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, so stay tuned. But that's why we call it March Madness. Meanwhile, John Calipari is out, but he said, you know, that really wasn't their goal, Carl, you know, win games in the SEC tournament.
I don't care about the conference tournament, which is why we won it so many times, because I could care less. The tournament that matters is the NCAA tournament. Now, you play that tournament to get the best seed you can get. Uh-huh. And if you're going to get to the finals, win. Or don't go to the finals and lose because you're exhausted and you got to play on Tuesday or Wednesday. So I'm like, let's play well and try to improve our seed.
See, that's why, Carl. That's why you didn't want to win all those tournaments. Who wants to win the SEC if you're Kentucky?
You know what? This is weak because here's the deal. He took something that Bruce Pearl was talking about last year, what is what happened to Auburn.
Right.
And you make this deep run in the conference tournament, and then you turn right back around, and you got to travel across country, and then you're playing, you know, you're practicing on Wednesday, and then you're playing on Thursday, and your kids' legs sometimes, they're not there. And so Pearl said, I actually wish we would have probably not played in the championship game.
Right.
And now you're hearing coaches like this. Cal is now saying this based on the fact that his team's not as good, Mike. Of course you want to play in the championship game. His team's not as good, so now he's just using this as an excuse to say, oh, well, you know what? Let's just play as well as we can, and so we'll be well-rested when the tournament starts. Come on.
Right. I mean, and now, again, it's one thing if you're Calipari, because you're just not winning enough for you to take that, to hijack that comment and make it your own.
Yes, yes.
Cooper Flagg, I mean, will he play? Won't he? I think if you're John Shire, you got to keep him out. Right? You got to protect the player, don't you?
I think you do. Look, they're in the tournament. If you keep him out, you're going to get at least a week of rest. They may not even play the next Friday. We don't know yet. Right. So, yeah, man, I'm going to hold him out, treat the ankle.
Other injuries. We'll talk more about that coming up at 4 o'clock. We talked to some dogs as well. Coming up next, though, we touched on it a little bit with Brian McFadden, what's going on in Dallas or what's not going on in Dallas. Seems like a lot of dysfunction, man. This hour of Dukes and Bell brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadleyBuys.com. That's PadleyBuys.com. We'll bounce around the NFL next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan.
The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.